Burton kept going. Ton of Grit. Mac and Cheese has got him in sight. Ton of Grit in front, but Mac and Cheese, she's got a terrific turn of acceleration. And Mac and Cheese ranged up to Ton of Grit. They're seven in front of the others. Mac and Cheese, she's roaring away. Mac and Cheese wins by two lengths to Ton of Grit. Third went to...
Oh, that was Mac and Cheese. She was absolutely dominant winning the Oakland Plate. $100,000 listed race on Saturday in Adelaide, and she's beautifully named, and she's got a lot of ability. And it's good to have a chat to Tony McAvoy, who joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I had a little giggle to myself when I saw you in the post-race interview with Mac and Cheese, because she'd won the race so beautifully, but you were filthy because she missed the start and still wasn't doing things right.
Yeah, and look, it wasn't until I spoke to Byron, Michael, that it wasn't totally her fault. The horse on the drawn inside of her stumbled outwards and the horse outside of her came in. So she actually would have jumped with the field had that not happened. But it was a tough watch for her from back there, I can tell you.
Well, it adds more merit to the win. She's been close in her two Victorian starts. We're talking off-season racing here, but does she show you the type of ability and also the potential that she may be able to measure up to better races in the spring?
Oh, I think so. I think so. I mean, I'm not sure where her ceiling is, Michael. And the other thing, if you look at her pedigree, it probably says more speed orientated. But she's telling me she wants to go a bit further than the page. So it'll be really interesting where we go. She's come out of the race beautifully, and I'm just going to talk today to Gary Cuddy and his team at Spendthrift, and we'll formulate a plan of what we should be doing with her in the spring.
Well, she's very valuable. A half to Exceedance, Oxley Road. So if you can get group black type, you've got the listed on the weekend, she's going to be worth a lot. So no doubt that will be forefront of your mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's a gem, and the whole thing now is about protecting her and trying to upgrade her, and so she won't be running for the sake of it, I can assure you.
How's the team in South Australia going? And then been over at Ballarat with the new setup, obviously Calvin in charge there, but I suppose with this wretched COVID situation, you wouldn't have been able to get between the two stables very often.
Well, I've been ducking and weaving, Michael, I've got to say. I was there last week, but when the rules start to change, I jumped in the car and got out of there. And so I've been able to dodge the 14 days lockdowns at this stage. I had a couple of days there last week, which was fantastic. It's going very well, that stable.
You're happy with the progression and how the horses have adapted?
Yeah, I really am. I mean, we're in July and we're at Ballarat where everyone says it's, you know, freezing cold. And my horses are presenting at the races with spring coats on them, Michael. So I think that just says that we've got our rugging right, we've got our feed right, and my team are doing a really good job there.
Been a lot of discussion in the past few days about next week we've got a race-free week here in Victoria. You've got a dual-state stable. A lot of talk about welfare of participants and trying to give them some time off, but there has been some pushback that this is the wrong time of the year. We're coming to the end of the season, last week of Vobis. It's going to be hard to get runs in races. Where do you sit in this debate?
I think it's a band-aid. I don't think it's not going to fix the problem at all. I think I would sit in a system where, like Hong Kong, we have a couple of months off, Michael, and that allows people to plan, have a life away from racing for a couple of months, refresh your batteries, and then get back into it, like a football, like the AFL. You know, the crowds, they can't wait for the football to come back, and I think we're just a bit flooded with racing, and I think a week off's not going to do anything.
So what would the logistics be at your Ballarat stable with Calvin and the team, because the horses still need to be worked and looked after?
Oh, yes, for when they have the week off.
Yeah.
My team will work as normal.
Yeah.
They'll just be working as normal. They just won't be going to the races. So yeah, we can't just close the doors and walk away, Michael, and that's why it's really not going to work in my view.
Well, speaking of Ballarat, on the synthetic today, you've got a couple of nice chances there. And Festivus, Johnny Allen, kicks off proceedings race number three. This is a Teofilo Colt. And the form line out of his first run at Bendigo has really stood up.
Yes, it has. It stood up very well. He ran super at Bendigo. He just didn't quite... He travelled like the winner. But when it was time to change up, he just didn't quite understand what we were asking him to do. But look, he's grown from that and come out of it very well. And yeah, he's got some upside, I think, Michael, this fellow. And I'm hopeful that he can show us today that he might be a horse that we could make a little plan for in the spring.
All right. Is he your best today? You've got Censored, My Boy Birmingham, and also Vahash as well.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best. I've got a lot of time for Censored, who's had a really checkered career with injury. He's a talented stayer, this fellow, and he seems to be very sound and well at the moment. So I'd be keeping an eye on him, but certainly Festivus is the best.
And at this stage, who are you looking forward to for the spring? Obviously, you've got Sava to Excel. Is there another horse that you're really looking forward to this spring?
Oh, look, it's these young horses like Festivus and Mac and Cheese, probably, Michael. You've just got to think about my last 14 months. I've retired Sunlight, Hey Doc, Dollar for Dollar, and Pretty Brazen.
Yeah.
So I've got Stiff Star, of course, still around for us, and Sava to Excel. But my top, the elite level, have been depleted, and they leave a gaping hole. Mm. But look, we're striving to replace them, of course. And I think I've got enough young talent there that something could step up.
All right. Well, fingers crossed we get to see that. Best of luck today, Tony.
Thank you, Michael. Tony.